Good morning. Many things are not what they seem. Truth and error, right and wrong, good and bad have been scrambled by the world. Woe unto them that call evil good and good evil, that put darkness for light and light for darkness, that put bitter for sweet and sweet for bitter. Isaiah 5, verse 20. It should be our desire and prayer to be able to discriminate between things which differ. Solomon prayed, "Give therefore thy servant an understanding heart to judge thy people, that I may discern between good and bad, for who is able to judge this thy so great a people?" 1 Kings chapter 3, verse 9. The Hebrew writer pens these words, "For when for the time you ought to be teachers, you have need that one teach you again, which be the first principles of the oracles of God, and are become such as have need of milk, and not of strong meat. For every one that useth milk is unskillful in the word of righteousness, for he is a babe. But strong meat belongeth to them that are full age, even those who by reason of use have their senses exercised to discern both good and evil." Hebrews chapter 5, verses 12 through 14. It requires no little wisdom and knowledge to discern between things which are not identical. Few people are close observers or logical in their reasoning and deductions from the promises given. God calls upon men to reason with him, and we are to pray to be delivered from unreasonable men. 2 Thessalonians 3 and verse 2 reads, "And that we may be delivered from unreasonable and wicked men, for all men have not faith." God holds men responsible for not reasoning correctly. Mark chapter 2 verse 8. False reasoning is often the fruit of a wicked heart. When men do not care to see the difference between truth and error, good and bad, right and wrong, they are not likely to see it. The devil blinds the mind of men when permitted by them to do so. Listen to Paul's words in 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 3 and 4. "But if our gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost, in whom the God of this world hath blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them." We should strive to see the difference in all things which really differ, but we should not make a difference where there is none. I once heard a sermon in which the speaker tried to show that faith is not the same thing as belief. He said we're saved by faith and not by belief. But before he finished, he forgot his own contention and quoted the statement to the jailer, "Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved in thy house." Acts 16:31. John said, "And many other signs truly did Jesus in the presence of his disciples, which are not written in this book. But these are written that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and believing you may have life through his name." John chapter 20, verses 30 and 31. Here the faith that brings life is called believing. Abraham believed God, and it was counted unto him for righteousness. Romans chapter 4, verse 3. Of course, the word faith is a noun, while believe is a verb, but both mean the same thing and are used interchangeably. But without faith it is impossible to please him, for he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 6. Be not faithless, but believing. John chapter 20, verse 27. According to the quibblers, the apostle should have said, "Faith on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved." But he, of course, properly used the verb form of the word and said, "Believe on the Lord." Think of the absurdity of saying, "Without faith it is impossible to please him, for he that cometh to God must faith that he is." Hebrews 11, verse 6. The difference between obedient faith and believing obediently is the difference between twiddledy-dum and twiddledy-dee. And the very people who see a distinction where there is none are first to ignore differences where they do not exist. When the Bible says we're saved by faith, many scramble this by adding the word "only" to the Lord's word and teach that we are saved by faith only or faith alone. Now, here's a real difference as wide as the poles. The Bible actually denies that their idea by saying it is not by faith only. Thou believest that there is one God, thou doest well. The devils also believe and tremble. But wilt thou know, O vain man, the faith without works is dead. Was not Abraham our father justified by works, when he had offered Isaac his son upon the altar? Seest thou how faith wrought with his works, and by works was faith made perfect? And the scripture was fulfilled which said, Abraham believed God, and it was imputed unto him for righteousness, and he was called the friend of God. You see then how that by works a man is justified and not by faith only. Likewise also was not Rahab the harlot justified by works, when she had received the messengers and had sent them out another way. For as the body without the spirit is dead, so faith without works is dead also. James chapter 2, verses 19 through 26. When the Bible says a thing was accomplished by faith, it does not mean faith only, or faith unexpressed by obedience to God. For an example, Paul says, by faith the wall of Jericho fell down after they were compassed about 7 days. Hebrews 11, verse 30. Here they marched around the walls of the city 7 days before they fell. They fell by faith. When the inspired writer says they fell down by faith, he means faith which included obedience to the conditions upon which the wall were to be thrown down. Hence, the faith which brings obedience. Paul speaks of the gospel being preached unto all nations for the obedience of faith. Romans 16, 26. We are saved by faith, but it is not by faith only. In the Great Commission, Christ said, "Go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned." Mark 16, 15 and 16. And, of course, he was speaking of how to be saved by faith. Hence, we are saved by faith after faith has led us to be baptized. It is by faith that we are baptized. Colossians chapter 2 and verse 12 reads, "Buried with him in baptism, wherein also you're risen with him through the faith of the operation of God, who hath raised him from the dead." Without faith, it's impossible to please him. Therefore, if baptism is not an act of faith, it does not please God. Baptism being a part of the faith that saves, the fact that we are saved by faith does not exclude baptism from the conditions of salvation. It is pitiful to see some people try to get rid of what the Bible says about the necessity of baptism by quoting scriptures which say we're saved by faith, as though they excluded baptism from the plan. Passages saying we're saved by faith would not come in a million miles of teaching that we are saved by faith alone. Does the fact that the Bible says, by faith the walls of Jericho fell down, exclude the fact that they did not fall by faith until after they were compassed about 7 days? Hebrews 11, verse 30. Of course, the walls fell by faith. The Bible says that. But the Bible does not say they fell by faith alone, or the very moment they believed and started to obey. There are two classes of believers referred to in the Holy Book. There are those who believed, but did not have enough faith to obey the gospel. Nevertheless, among the chief rulers also many believed on him, but because of the Pharisees they did not confess him, lest they should be put out of the synagogue, for they loved the praise of men more than the praise of God. John 12, 42 and 43. Then, number two, there are those whose faith had led them to be baptized into Christ. They had the degree of faith which had forsaken the world and moved them to actually trust in Christ by obeying His gospel and relying upon His promise. Faithful Christians are often called believers. Paul, in writing to Timothy, encourages him, "Let no man despise thy youth, but be thou an example of the believers in word, in conversation, in charity, in spirit, in faith and in purity." 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 12. Believers who are saved are baptized or are obedient believers. Paul says, "You are, present tense, all the children of God by faith in Christ Jesus. For as many of you as have been, past tense, baptized into Christ, have put on Christ." Galatians 3, 26 and 27. The apostle did not say these people were saved out of Christ or by faith alone, but he said they were children of God at the time he wrote these words concerning them. Then he uses the past tense and says it was by a faith which led them to be baptized into Christ. Note the order of the items emphasized. You are children of God, present tense. Next he says, you are children of God by faith in Christ Jesus. He says, for as many of you as have been baptized into Christ have put on Christ. Galatians 3, 26 and 27. Then he says, you are all in Christ Jesus, verse 28. They are the children of God by faith because it was by faith that they had been baptized into Christ when they obeyed the gospel. Yes, there is a difference in faith that saves and in faith only. If you have any questions about anything you've heard today, please let us know. Or if you would like a manuscript of our lesson today or any lesson, we will be happy to get it to you. Until next week, may God bless and keep you.